Congress is divided on numerous issues, yet Bennett and Gardner came together with the focus of looking at innovative companies and jumpstarting the local business and job market.
Anything we can do to work together across the aisle, I think, is important for the people of our state.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. I mean, the economy, getting our constituents back to work is something we both have to work on.
That was Congressman Gardner and Senator Bennett from a stop that they made in Loveland on Friday. Jody, these are somewhat typical answers from events like this, but what are these two hoping to accomplish from this bipartisan tour?
I think they're cognizant of the fact that the public in general is kind of fed up with all the partisan bickering in Washington and really want to get some answers to some of the problems that affect everybody. And they kind of built this as a bipartisan tour in support for Colorado innovators, inventors, and entrepreneurs. And it's a job creation program, they thought, and they want to hear about what they need to do in Congress to make it easier in terms of tax codes and regulations for these small and medium-sized businesses.
Well, it's not too often that you get a Republican and a Democrat coming together. So is this an unprecedented move?
You know, we don't see much of it, and we haven't in the past. But back in the 1990s, I do remember when Bob Schaefer was the congressman from the 4th Congressional District, and he and Diana DeGette, a Democrat from the 1st Congressional District, actually went to each other's districts. And Republican Schaefer spent time in Five Points in Denver and met with some of the city people. And likewise, DeGette went up to some of the farms and ranchers in the rural district and milked a cow and sat on a tractor and learned about the issues in that district. And it was really beneficial for them both. We haven't seen that really too much with our representatives in the recent years. But as I said, I think people are really tired of the fighting among the people in the parties and welcome something where both parties seem to be working with each other instead of against each other.
Well, there was a little bit of infighting going on where 5th District Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn is concerned. Recently, he called for the defunding of the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, but now he told the Colorado Statesman another story?
He sounds like he's waffling a little bit, and he's come under quite a bit of fire, but now he's saying that maybe he wants the lab to stay open, and he's going to be backing off, it looks like, from his formal request to strip the agency of its funding. And this comes about because there's been a lot of uproar. This is a facility that's, number one, not in his district, that creates about 5,500 jobs after you look at the ripple effect, and it provides a $714 million boost to the state economy.
Well, did some of this have to do with, say, Congressman Ed Perlmutter? NREL is in his district. I'm sure he was not happy to hear this news.
No. In fact, Perlmutter, a Democrat, reminded everybody that when Lamborn took a tour of NREL in 2008, he came away very impressed. Also, there were three legislators in that district, all Republicans, just like Lamborn, who wrote a letter to Lamborn last week. I don't know whether suggesting is quite the word, but pretty much encouraging Lamborn to take another look at this. And they also mentioned the fact that the military, of which Doug Lamborn has several installations in his district, are looking more and more these days towards renewable energy and solar energy. And NREL is the facility that provides all kinds of research on that.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Storgoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.